Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Good morning. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment.
Hello.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, Donna. Hello, Hope. Thank you for filling in. Hope, it's the 11 o'clock hour. You've produced two shows in a row, starting at the B crack of dawn. Mm-hmm. How do you feel?
Not too bad. It's only, you know, when you only do it like the one day, it kind of helps. Not back to back. Like the last time I filled in, where I was falling asleep.
Yeah. No, it's got to be
the third day.
You do the whole week. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Guys, I got breaking news.
Uh-oh.
This is going to sound strange, but after 29 years, E! News has been canceled.
Yeah, I saw that.
Wow. I guess some other shows also that I don't think we're familiar with. Pop in the Morning, In the Room. Oh. They've also been axed by the network. It's the coronavirus pandemic to blame.
Jeez. And
financial concerns. They launched in 1991 with Juliana Rancic and Ryan Seacrest as the big, you know, the big name host of the show.
Yeah, it's
It's hard.
It's a long, it's a tough... that's a long, long running show. Just such a staple. Just when I remember living in Los Angeles, when you would see that, see them on the red carpet, if you go cover a red carpet, it was always like, oh, look at what E! News gets. They got the biggest platforms.
Yeah.
They've got all the celebrities, you know. So that's really big. I wonder what they're, if they will continue a red carpet presence at award during award season.
What
or
red
not.
Carpet?
Yeah,
right.
I know, Donna.
I'm sorry, Steve.
It's going to be a virtual Oscars. I hate to look that far in advance.
I'm really hoping that by the spring, things are going to get back to normal. I really do.
Didn't they postpone? Aren't the Oscars next year in April?
I believe that sounds accurate. Yes.
Yeah. Burp. Burp, burp. All right, I got to tell you what I watched last night.
I can't
Netflix.
Wait to hear. I hope it's something good. You were supposed to watch Peanut Butter Falcon.
Listen, you recommended Peanut Butter Falcon, that thing you do. Those are the two at the top of my list. But here was what I needed last night. I needed, it was 11:20. Your boy sat down from just sort of a weird night. And I was like, all right, I just want to watch a little something. So I thought maybe I'll start one of those movies. And I thought, I don't want to start a movie. Then I'll fall asleep, and I don't like coming back in midstream later on. I need something short. Then I see this short documentary, 40 minutes, called The Speed Cubers. Now, this just came out, released on July 29th.
Okay.
Hear me out, Donna, okay?
I will.
It is a... One reviewer, The Telegraph, describes it as a deceptively heartwarming documentary about rival Rubik's Cube champions.
Okay, that's fun.
Now, my son likes to play with a Rubik's Cube. My nephews are trying to get really fast at it. I suck at them.
Yeah,
my
me
dad
too.
Has one. You know. Anyway, so it's always fascinating to watch. You'll see a YouTube video of like a kid doing it really quickly. This tells this story of the Rubik's Cube world, but it's actually much more a story about these two rivals who are actually friends. One of these kids who is from Australia, and then the other kid happens to be an American kid. And the longstanding champion who held all these records is sort of on his way out. I had to sneeze. I turned my mic down. I'm a professional. Another one is coming. Are you almost ready?
Okay. Steve is sneezing. I will continue to talk.
I'm back.
There he is.
I recovered. I'm fine. I'm a warrior. Here's what this story ends up becoming. The heir apparent to the Rubik's Cube throne is a kid named Max, and he is a child who his parents found out has autism.
Mm-hmm.
And they end up telling a little behind-the-scenes story of what they went through as parents, how that impacted their family dynamic, some of the real hardships of raising a child who has autism, and then some of these really powerful breakthrough moments of connection and emotional recognition and connection and all of this stuff. And then a Rubik's Cube, they thought, well, maybe this will help him with his fine motor skills. And then sure enough, he just locks and loads on this Rubik's Cube. Gets really good, gets great. So years ago, back in 2012, Max, the up-and-coming, meets his rival. And 5 years later, he holds world records. They're going against each other. But it is such a... truly, it is deceptively. They put it well. Deceptively sweet story about these two and how the champion is so caring for this up-and-coming heir apparent to the Rubik's Cube throne. And he just is so kind to him and celebrates him and helps him. And it's really great. And then at the end of the documentary, when it gets down to the main competition of who holds the 3x3 world record, who can be the 3x3 world champion? The 3x3 is the typical Rubik's Cube that comes to everybody's mind, right? 3x3 on each side of the cube. And it ends in a way that you wouldn't expect.
Oh, really?
Thought, well, that was a nice... That was a nice 40 minutes. And I thought, you know, maybe more documentaries should be about 40 minutes because the majority stretch to about an hour and a half. Some can push 2 hours.
Even an hour 10 minutes. You know what I mean? Even you could go over the hour, but let's not get crazy.
Don't start flirting with an hour and a half.
No.
Because we chose a documentary because of our current attention span.
Correct.
But it's fun. Anytime you do a deep dive into a part of the world, just a little corner that has a subculture, it's always kind of fascinating. And the sweet personal story that is essentially under the Rubik's Cube tournament umbrella is cool. And if you have a child out there who really enjoys Rubik's Cubes, I think that he or she would really like it. It's called The Speed Cubers. The Speed Cubers, new to Netflix.
Okay. That sounds sweet.
It was good.
Because it sounds like it's more about the people involved and less about the art of solving the cube.
For sure. And they get into that a little bit about these algorithms that kids learn. And it's amazing. One of the first things you see is the heir apparent, Max, doing it with one hand. Oh goodness, I don't know what it was. Was it a 4x4 or a 5x5? It was a bunch bigger than a typical Rubik's Cube. And just with one hand, Donna, with one hand.
One hand.
He's doing it and solves it in less than 40 seconds. They're solving these 3x3s they're solving the 3x3 classic Rubik's Cubes in 5 seconds.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
It's really cool. Really fun.
Okay.
The Speed Cubers.
I think you should watch the Peanut Butter Falcon tonight. It is 1 hour and 37 minutes. You can handle that. I think you can handle it. You'll get sucked into it. You want to know how it ends? Okay?
Okay. All right.
Do you want to know what it's about?
No, I think I know. I think, what's his name? What's
Shia?
Actor guy. Shia LaBeouf.
Yes.
Is in it.
Yes.
And he befriends an up-and-coming wrestler, correct?
Not exactly.
Maybe not an up-and-coming wrestler, but it's a child with Down syndrome.
Yes.
Who has aspirations.
To
become a wrestler.
Yes.
And Shia takes him under his wing.
That is correct. Dakota Johnson is in it as well. It's just a very lovely story of their journey.
Awesome.
And I think it's very heartwarming. It's great. And the boy, the young man with Down syndrome, really good actor.
In fact, didn't he get on stage at one point with Shia LaBeouf at one
did.
Of the awards, maybe the Golden Globes?
Yes, and it was really sweet. Bruce Dern is in this. Thomas Hayden Church is in this. I will be very disappointed if you don't watch
if
it and
I
get
don't
back
watch
to me on
it.
Monday.
Okay.
Thank you.
All
we
right.
got to go. I got a study. Happens to be our
Great.
Facebook question for today. We want to know what is keeping you. We know it's stressing everybody out, but what is keeping you happy during the pandemic? I have a list of
la,
things.
La, la, la.
And we'll run down some of your answers too. Coming up next on My Talk 107.1. Donna and Steve at your service, Friday edition of our show on My Talk 107.1. Steve, why are you trying to FaceTime me?
Why are you not accepting? Do you not have makeup on right now? What's going on?
I don't, but that I didn't know you called.
I called you twice.
I keep my phone off when I'm on the radio.
That's not always true.
That is
no, you'll text me. Come on. We FaceTimed during the show.
I had a meeting in the ladies' room.
I was just calling. I was trying to see if you ever watched the Instagram video that I sent you yesterday.
I did not. I'm pretty sure
I didn't
see it until this morning.
You know what we'll do? We could play it at the end of the hour.
Okay. And I love this idea.
It's called Plant Moms Be Like, and it's very funny.
Okay.
Better if you watch it, but still, it's funny. It's by Trey Kennedy.
I'm interested because I am babysitting my friend's plant, Planty.
This is marvelous.
Okay.
You will love this. This is going to be
great. All right.
Great.
That'll be coming up at 11:45. But first,
studies have shown that the microbial.
Several long-term studies have shown.
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown.
And here with their findings are study buddies.
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
I'm Donna.
Hey, everyone. I'm Steve.
Together, we are.
We're Donna and Steve.
Today, our Facebook question is, what's keeping you happy during the pandemic? We've got more than 130 responses. Thank you.
Wow, that's a great question, Donna. Feels good when it hits, right?
It sure does.
Feels good when it hits.
So there is a recent survey that found the top 10 little joys that we've been relying on during the pandemic. I will go through some of these, and then we will look into our Facebook responses. Seeing someone we love after being apart for a while. That's nice.
That is good. That's good.
Sleeping in a bed that's just been made. The best.
Oh, yeah. That's a good feeling.
Feel sheets. Feeling the sun on our faces.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy.
Ding, ding, diggly-do. Getting something free. Yes, that feels
fun,
real
always.
Good.
Real wonder what good. They're getting free.
Food.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we get free food in the cafeteria.
Which is just the most amazing act of kindness.
Ever since the pandemic started, the management at Hubbard has said we're given free breakfast, lunch, and dinner, by the way.
I mean...
It's really great.
Yeah. I wonder how long that'll last, though.
Hey, do you have to be cynical?
I'm not trying to be cynical. I'm trying to be grateful for the time that I did have.
Yes.
We appreciate that. Because they're doing it out of an act of... appreciation as well.
Yes.
So, anyway, having some time to ourselves, Steve.
Oh, I'm experiencing that right now. I will admit, you know, when I woke up today, there weren't any questions or anything like that. It was a pretty normal, it was an abnormal morning that, you know, just felt like calm.
Yeah, calm. Like you're getting a little break.
Calm.
Hugging someone we love. This is a little thing that keeps us happy during the pandemic. I wouldn't know. I got my puppy, though.
You have your puppy.
Which is what makes me happy during the pandemic. Finding money we didn't know we had. Drinking coffee in the morning, Steve.
Big fan. That I really enjoy. Just the thought of getting up to have coffee is exciting.
How about the feeling after taking a shower? Would you even know?
Remind me what that is. I like it when there's more grit. I feel like I'm like a low, like I'm almost tacky. Like the sticky side of tape.
Stop it. I don't want to hear anymore.
Not duct tape, like masking.
Getting
tape.
A text from someone that says, I've been thinking about you. That's a nice feeling. Let's ask Hope. Hope.
Hey, yes. Hope.
What keeps you happy during the pandemic?
I agree with the coffee one. I just, I am furloughed for my weekday job, but I do enjoy having more of my morning time to myself and actually having the time to enjoy my coffee instead of rushing out to work.
That is a good one.
There's a negative, but there's a little positive there.
Yeah.
That's how all the positives are right now.
Yes.
They are. They're all silver linings to a dark cloud. I do appreciate the And I'm gonna get to it. You're gonna like it when I get there. I like the simplicity of schedule right now. Usually we would have an evening shoot here, an evening shoot there. I'd have to run off and do a shoot somewhere in between radio and TV. There'd be a weekend appearance somewhere. It's the most 9-to-5 I've experienced since I worked a 9-to-5. Ba-doom, ding!
Okay.
You know what I mean? How about you, D-Bone?
My dog and getting to come to work, you know? I was thinking this morning, I was doing a little prep from home, and I'm like, I'm so tired, but I love my job, and I'm so happy I get to go to it. I really am. Yeah, I like the quiet. I like not needing an excuse to not show up somewhere.
Yeah.
There's so many things.
Do you appreciate, now answer this honestly, and this is okay, and don't give me a PC answer. Give me the real answer here. Do you like how few of people are in the building right now? Because you have more introvert tendencies.
Yes.
Than people might think.
The answer is not really. No, I do like the quiet, and I do dislike interruptions, you know, because I focus hard.
Yeah.
And when somebody takes me out of that, I'm just kind of like, what? I just wanted to finish this one thing.
Whereas everyone else on the planet Earth would be like, what's that? Oh, yeah. All right. Cool, man. All right. I'll catch you later. And then calmly go back to what they're doing.
I don't think that's true, Steve. I really don't. I think there are people who better in solitude.
Yeah. You know, I will say this. I've been asked this question regarding like Twin Cities Live too, because we haven't had any guests in studio. It hasn't bothered me. Like, I am almost viewing all of what work looks like right now as this temporary thing. It's not going to be here forever, and let's just sort of lean into it while we can. Because at some point, we'll all be back in studio. People will be back in audiences. We'll have guests back, all of that kind of stuff. But I think I can do without even, like, office camaraderie. I love that. But I have found that I'm just like, okay, it's not happening the same way right now. All right. How will we connect?
Right. Cindy says she loves being home with her puppy all day. Jackie says going over the road trucking with my hubby.
Oh, nice.
That's fun.
Nicole says books. That's great.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I wish I got more into that.
Quilting and my kitty from Julie.
Ooh. No traffic during my commute. That's a great one, Mary. I could not agree with you more.
That's, you know, and I think, Don, and I'm probably just being optimistic, traffic levels won't return to pre-pandemic for at least the next 5 years.
What?
There will not be the same amount of people in offices within 5 years. That's my guess.
It's not going to be this good, though.
Won't be this good, but it won't be that bad.
I wish they would work harder on the construction, though.
Hey, Donna.
I know. I'm sorry. I mean, when this 35W business.
It's a 4-year plan, and we're like at halftime.
I know.
Stick around. If you need to laugh, if you need something that'll make you smile during the pandemic, Drunk Donna, Stoner Steve. We sound dumb. Laugh at our expense. It's next.
Hey, welcome back. Appreciate you guys listening to Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. Okay, it is just about 11:30. It's a Friday, and this is when our production director, Rocco, puts together a story using conversations from our show that happened during the week. And then he slows us down so we sound really dumb and really impaired. We call it Drunk Donna and Stoner Steve.
Well, like a good cocktail or fine wine, today's segment is well-balanced. Equal parts drunk and stoned. We'll start with our troubled trio having a bit of a wine party.
Oh, this is a problem. Drinking straight out of the bottle, that's bad etiquette. That's bad wine etiquette, Donna. Donna's like, you don't drink it straight from the bottle, you drink it straight from the box. Instead of drinking it straight from the bottle, you just pour yourself a very big
glass.
Correct.
Yeah.
In a red Solo cup. Girl. It's either that or a boot. Whatever you got hanging around.
This is another mistake people make when they drink wine. They put ice cubes in wine.
Make wine cubes. Great idea. Will it freeze, though? I don't know.
Yeah, don't they have like whiskey rocks that you can just like freeze the rocks?
Yes. Yeah, I do have those actually. They're just stone, right? They're just the stone things. Just your flower bed or
those are landscaping pebbles. Sorry about that.
They're just like they're really nice.
That's rock from our aquarium. Do you not like it? Do you want more? Do you want less? What do you want?
Gross.
Mispronouncing the name of a wine that you're ordering. Now we go back to Cabernet Sauvignon.
I don't even pronounce it that way.
How do you say it? Sauvignon.
I do Sauvignon Blanc.
What? You're getting nasally. Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon Blanc.
How do you say it? If you do want to pronounce it the French way, the genuine French way, you'd say
Sauvignon
Blanc.
Not Gugnin.
The C is silent.
Why did you say Sauvignon?
Sauvignon Blanc.
Blanc. I think all you have to say is Blanc. You just hear a Blanc and you're like, I'll pour you a Blanc. You should just call it the Blanc. Sauvignon Blanc.
Waiter, no more Blanc for these things. In fact, fire up the vaporizer. It's time to talk stoner snacks.
Doozy Q's. Oh, those are good. They're like cake with cream in the middle.
Yeah.
Like a Swiss cake roll?
Yeah. Okay. Kind of, but not the rolled part. It's just kind of a sandwich.
Yeah. Did you ever have zebra cakes?
Yeah.
They suck. Ding dong to hoes. That's not good.
Those are not good. What? No. Ding dongs? Are you kidding? Those are delish.
I don't like a ding dong.
Delish. I like yodels that come in the foil wrap.
Oh, fancy.
Yodels.
My mom and dad used to like snow cones. Or no, not snow cones.
No,
snowballs.
Ew, the snowballs.
Snowballs. It was their romantic, like sentimental thing that they would get. They'd go out on a date and be like, oh, let's split snowballs.
Why? I have a compulsion in the store to squish those and smash on. Yeah, that's what I would do.
No.
Or pull them apart.
Ruin it.
Yeah. punch it.
Hey, why don't you two ruffians settle down?
They're so good.
That's so bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, punch the snowball.
No, don't punch a snowball.
Smush it.
No, don't squish it.
Mush a snowball.
No. But everything you're saying
is bad. They're no good. No.
Okay, when substance abuse leads to supermarket vandalism, it might be time to call for help. Hazel and Betty Ford, can you come pick up my three friends?
Oh, no.
Drunk Donna, Stoner Steve, and Dizzy Dawn.
I get so embarrassed. Great job, Rocco, by the way.
You get embarrassed because it's the microscope. It's because it's like say it again with a consultant.
Yep.
Just with a music bed.
It's so embarrassing. The things we talk about.
It's relatable, man. It's relatable.
We might want to improve our content.
Oh, my God. Dawn wanting to punch a snowball.
Yeah.
She's like, I punch it.
Yeah, it's a really you ladies really turned. Like, we were having a nice conversation about snack foods.
I know.
And then you turned on it. Not to even mention total disregard for how this might impact my parents. You know, Kevin likes you, Dawn. He always says, tell Dawn I said hello.
Oh, hey, Kev.
And then you're talking about wanting to smush his favorite sentimental sweet. Yikes.
Hope, do you know what snowballs are?
Yeah, I've never had one, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's like, it just tastes really cheap.
I've never had one. I know the look of them, and I know my parents would always say, oh, your dad and I used to get these, and we would go on a date. And, oh, your dad got me snowballs.
Yeah, they're like Hostess snowballs.
Like, you would get them at a gas station, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Correct. You got it. They're like pink on the outside. Oh. Then I think they have, actually, they do look kind of good now.
So are they
look
cake? Like
I think they're cakey on the inside. I thought they were just all marshmallow, but I guess there's some cake and some cream.
It's not like a ball of peep.
That's what I thought it was.
No, you can't sell that.
Oh, I actually kind of want to eat one now.
I hear that peeps are really good when roasted. Like a marshmallow, because they're marshmallowy.
Yeah, and get them a little brown.
Yeah. I hate peeps. But I think if you do that, I'm not a big fan of raw marshmallows either. I like my mallow roasted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, can we play this right now? Hope, do you have it ready?
Yes.
I can't wait any longer. So last night I send Donna this. Trey Kennedy, T-R-E-Y, Trey Kennedy on Instagram. He's got a couple million followers. He's just a guy who just makes funny Instagram videos. But he'll generally do these videos of, you know, dads be like, a while ago, we listened to a little bit on air of girls in fall be like, you know, and it's just all this just silly stuff. So I come across his new video last night, and it was plant moms be like, and I thought, oh, Donna, you're a plant mom.
I am a plant
mom. You know, you love
plants.
You're plant sitting right now.
I am. I'm watching Planty.
Donna, I want you to go to Instagram right now.
I am.
All right. Okay. And go to Trey Kennedy.
Okay.
And then we're all going to press play together, because the listener, you will have to find Trey Kennedy on Instagram later. It's worth watching.
Okay.
But the visual with what he's saying is great. Everybody there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. How about we will all press play together in 3, 2, 1.
Let me introduce you to my children.
Mommy's home. Plant mom, guilty. I forgot to water up my babies. Hydrangea danger. Give me the hose.
Claire, I just took a photo with my flowers. Tell me if this caption makes sense. If I wear a nightie to sleep, do I wear a daisy when I get up? Does that make sense?
Have you been to that new coffee shop nursery? I'm obsessed.
Yeah, Chrysanthemum?
Or is it Fiddle Leaf Sip?
Or the one Lilacs and Lattes? Love them all.
I thought I was done with pom-poms after high school cheer.
Okay, P-L-A-N-T-S, I'm gonna wet my plants. Still got it. You know, these plants are a lot like me because they need someone to take care of them, but ultimately, they're gonna do what they want.
My little succulent nuggets.
Plants are a reminder that it's okay to grow slowly and with a little help from others.
Watering Mattione, topsoil fresh and ready. Water
pour on it. There's one rule about the Ficus Club, is that you don't talk about the Ficus Club.
Oh my god.
Brad Pitt was so hot in that.
Or maybe take a photo of me like this and the caption was like,
alright, that's enough.
Okay, so he is very funny. Is this how this guy makes a living, or is he a stand-up?
I think he just started doing some stand-up. This is how he makes a living, to my knowledge.
Oh, my
God. He's like 26 or 27 years old. His comedic understanding of, like, the laugh that he does at the end and then when to cut the video and go to the next scene is so funny. There's one where it's like a Dad's Be Like video that is just so, so funny. This, he's down in Nashville and just crushing it on Instagram. Trey N. Kennedy. So if you have any plant moms in your life, or if you happen to be one or know a plant dad,
I gotta tell you,
send them that video.
He's a good follow. He what he does for a living and what these, you know, these YouTube stars and influencers do, to me, is so exhausting. It just looks exhausting. Like, I'll put up a video that will get a lot of, you know, comments or whatever, like once a year.
Yeah.
I do not have it in me to sustain that kind of, that level of creativity.
You
it's
know,
a lot.
I know, but for him, like, those ideas come so naturally.
Yeah.
And then, and he works, he is an editor, he has a guy that he shoots with.
Right.
And so then you're just spitballing. I bet that it's probably like an energizing thing.
Yeah. And I think in your 20s, you're so creative then. Like, in my 20s, all I did was like try to come up with ideas.
Right.
Now, you know, I'm on the casino tour. So I'm like, I'll let you guys come up with the ideas. Tell me what to do and I'll do it.
That's right. I don't care.
Right.
I don't ask questions. I'll wear that.
You got it, buddy. Anyway, did you hear about Bud Light giving away free beer?
Only to one specific city.
Yes. Huh. I feel a little cheated.
No. We have a chance, right? We have a chance.
Yeah, we have a chance. Do we have a chance?
I think we'll have a chance.
All right. Well,
we'll explain the criteria.
Okay. Coming up next.
How we can get free Bud Light.
You got it. I think today is National Beer Day. Right here. On the Donna and Steve Show. Yeah!
I celebrated yesterday. Now I feel like a fool.
Oh, you dummy. I'll celebrate later.
It's fun to be friends.
Yes, it is, Steve.
Right, Donna?
Yes, Steve.
I thought so.
Okay, tell us. Can you tell us about the Bud Light giving away free beer?
Well, they're doing a promotion. And any way that you can get kind of PR is fun. Now, my understanding is that it's going to come down to one NFL kicker becoming a hero, essentially.
For his city, right?
For his city. Bud Light, they're either going to give Detroit or Denver free beer. They will choose it based on which NFL team's kicker hits the longest field goal this season. Matt Prater of the Detroit Lions or Brandon McManus of the Denver Broncos. It's intriguing. So here is the deal. Detroit and Denver are the cities that are involved here. Matt Prater, Donna,
yes,
currently holds the record, 64-yard field goal.
Yes.
That's a long field goal.
That's more than half.
Brandon McManus, nice math. Quick math. Nice. His personal best is 57 yards, which he did in 2015.
Wow.
He said, quote, "I know I can make that. My teammates know I can make that. In training camp with live rushes, I've made it from 73 yards.
Wow.
Now, neither of these two players has to beat the record. They just have to make the longer kick this season. And then Budweiser is going to help. Now, what I don't understand from this is why all other cities are out. Why it's just a Denver-Detroit thing.
Do you think it's because these two guys were going back and forth on social media? That's the feeling I'm getting.
You know, maybe Detroit and Denver, though?
And I mean, is it because they're the two, right? They're the two with the highest yardage.
Here we go.
Let me try and talk football.
What even made us get into this story?
Here's the deal. It is because of Prater's tweet. Bud Light decided to get to include the city of Detroit on the deal. Neither kicker has to break the NFL record. They were kind of doing a back and forth. So they're saying, Whoever kicks the longest goal, field goal out of these two kickers will win free beer. Hey, I mean, you know, they didn't have to even do that.
Sure. You're right.
Thank you. Do you want to hear a little Adam Sandler singing Lonesome Kicker?
Now, this is good. This is why. It's a lane for us to get to a funny Adam Sandler.
You got it.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, here's a little bit of it. Not the whole song. I love it already.
Sounds nice.
It's beautiful.
Me, I'm the lonesome kicker. Extra points, field goals. At your service.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It's so good.
It comes with glory. You might think different after you listen to my story.
Kicker!
My helmet is equipped with a tiny face mask. What it possibly could protect, I do not know. The other guys on the team like to make fun of my little shoulder pads.
Oh, are they little?
I think they're smaller,
also,
yeah.
I like to hide the special shoe I
right, you get the idea. Thank you, Adam Sandler.
Thank you, Adam.
For a beautiful ode to the lonesome kicker.
Thank you, Adam.
May I wrap up with a McDonald's ad featuring Jason Alexander?
George Costanza.
You got it. Would like you to click on that linkity-doo.
Okay, we got a linkity-doo.
He's singing, okay, and he's dancing. He's kind of like doing...
Hey, you say you're getting tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers in this town that don't quite make it?
Yeah!
You say that just once you'd like your hamburger hot and your lettuce and tomato cool and crisp all at the same time?
Yeah!
Well, I say, you got it. I'm talking McDonald's new lettuce and tomato hamburger, the McDLT.
He's got hair. Anyway, it's a long commercial.
It's amazing, though. All I want to do is keep watching it.
I know.
Oh, that guy, that man in a business suit, just housing a cheeseburger on the sidewalk. You don't see that a lot.
You should.
And it's like a full West Side Story sort of dance number.
And it's from 1985.
Wow. 4 years later, they said he should bring George Costanza to life.
Right? He's done some other ads, too, that I came across. I just thought it was a fun little find.
New McDLT, is that what it was called?
Yeah, DLT. I don't know what that is.
Oh, my gosh. And then the next thing coming up is a video for Steve Carell doing something for an old fast food. It's before they were stars. Listen, everybody's got to get their start somewhere. Those commercials can play quite a bit.
I think they should unless the product no longer exists, which I don't think it does, but that would be kind of a fun way to entertain us during the pandemic.
Old commercials?
Yeah.
No, it's not a bad idea.
If the product hasn't changed, why not show somebody like, I don't know, let's see some Farrah Fawcett commercials.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I remember going to I went to like a workshop in Hollywood, responded to an ad, I think, on Craigslist. And it was about how to become a successful commercial actor. And they were talking about how much money it pays. And now ultimately they were trying to get you to enroll in their class to teach you how to do things. So you pay your way in. But, you know, he was like, hi, I'm David and I've been in, you know, 36 national commercials and blah, blah, blah. And the average pay is this. And you're just like, whoa, man.
Yeah. I did that with voiceovers, too.
Sketchy things. Oh, I did that with, voiceover radio stuff and on Hollywood Boulevard. Sketchy things I looked into.
Did you look into modeling, too? That was always kind of an iffy thing.
Yep. I attended a couple open, cattle calls.
Shut your face.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you audition? Did you do a lot of auditions?
I did a couple auditions. I did one for a DirecTV commercial that I didn't get, sad to report. And it went, and then it was a series of commercials that probably went on to pay this guy quite a bit of money. But yeah, I remember that. I would just, like 5 months after graduating from college, I was trying to figure out, is there a way that I can just get a gig now and not have to take a 9-to-5 job while I try to make my way into broadcasting?
Right, right.
It didn't end up working. I was an admissions counselor for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
And then just worked red carpet stuff on the side.
But look at you now.
Look at me now. now.
I know, right?
So what how do you like me now?
What is your assignment for this weekend?
My
the
assignment?
Kids gone all weekend?
Kids are gone. I think they come back like afternoon on Sunday.
Okay. So you're going to watch.
I'm going to watch Peanut Butter Falcon.
You got it.
I may watch That Thing You Do.
Okay.
But I'm going to watch something.
Okay.
And I'm going to assemble some things and hang some things.
All right. Take pictures so we can all see.
All right.
The disaster.
Me love you long time.
Me love you too. Have a great weekend,
thank
everybody.
You, Hope.
Hope you are the
thank
best.
You.
Thank you so much. Everybody have a great weekend. Colleen and Bradley are coming in next. We'll see you back here Monday at 9.